All right. If I want to act like a liberal here, it's 1048, the Jerry Bader Show, and twist and misconstrue things. President Obama today praised the death of 55 million people, the murder of 55 million people. That's the headline I could put on it. Obama praises Roe v. Wade. 55 million abortions since 1973, and the president celebrates the anniversary of the Supreme Court decision, 41st. President Obama has put out his annual statement on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, praising the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that struck down anti-abortion laws. We reaffirm our steadfast commitment to protecting a woman's access to safe, affordable health care. That's okay. If you're okay with abortion, why don't you just say abortions? Why do you say health care? What? Here's, you know what? Here's a number, damn it. Somebody go out and find this number. What percent of the annual health care costs of the female population of America is spent on abortions? Because they use women's health care as synonymous with abortion, as if it's the same thing. It would be like saying podiatry is synonymous with health care. Well, healthy feet are important. You try walking on bad feet sometime. Jason says, yeah, you know, I can't really relate. Well, sorry. Now he's cracking me up. You just try sometime. Okay, but would you equate podiatry with health care? Not overall health care. To protecting a woman's access to safe, affordable health care and her constitutional right to privacy, including the right to reproductive freedom. You notice how they've come up with every euphemism you could think of to not use the word abortion? The president said he also wants to reaffirm commitments to reduce the number of unintended pregnancies, support maternal and child health. Really? You mean children that manage to get born? Then you're worried about their health. And to continue to build safe and healthy communities for our children. What a bunch of empty platitudes. Saw something on Twitter a few moments ago. That 7 out of 10 Americans support the 20-week ban that I have been screaming for. And I have been restrained in this, and I'm not going to be restrained anymore. Conservatives are screwing up the abortion debate. I'm not saying that some of the legislation that has been passed recently is bad. I'm not saying that at all. But if you want to take the next step here, and by next step, I mean the post-Kermit Gosnell period. I believe pro-lifers have blown the Kermit Gosnell moment. You're not going to get everything all at once. You're just not. Because to do that, you would have to overturn Roe v. Wade. You're not going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And these pieces of legislation that you do pass that make you feel good, that don't end a lot of abortions, don't help the cause. I got into a debate with a conservative on Right Wisconsin, George Mitchell. He disagreed with me on this. I think there should be one goal right now for the pro-life movement. Ban abortions after 20 weeks. And it's not just because it's politically popular. It's because it's good policy. And no, this is not throwing in the towel and saying, oh, some abortions are okay. No. But if you could end the abortions that you can, shouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I think we are taking... I think... We're just squandering the opportunity here. A caller just told Jason, tell him keep on keeping on with the 20-week issue. It's so meaningful in its result. And here's what it could accomplish. Remember, most of Europe has a first trimester limit. 12 weeks. That should be the ultimate goal. From there, who knows? But imagine in America where you get this down to 12 weeks. I mean, that would be progress. The only way to the only way to end all abortions would be to overturn Roe v. Wade. You're not going to do that. Further, even if Roe v. Wade is one day overturned, which I think is doubtful, but even as that does not criminalize abortion in all 50 states. It goes back to abortion being legal in some states and not others. That's all you're going to have. And in today's world where transportation is more convenient than it was 40 years ago, it's just going to become a tourism industry. And it is to some degree already. Depending, those that have the later limits. So I think the practical approach here is one that will save a lot of unborn lives. And I do not mean to offend my friends at Wisconsin Right to Life. But I think this should be your priority. If you are in the pro-life movement right now, this should be your priority. Why? Because most of America looked at Kermit Gosnell and said, hell, if killing them on the table at that age is a crime, why isn't it in utero? And look at what happens when liberals try to defend that argument, or refute that argument, I should say. Their heads explode. Nancy Pelosi looked like a fool. Wendy Davis in Texas looked like a fool. Any liberal who tries looks like a fool. You know why? Because there is no difference. If a baby is plus 20 weeks and it survives an abortion attempt or is born alive, it is no different than a baby that continues at that age in utero. Here's something else, and someone sent this to me. The technology today, and I've talked about this before, the 3D technology today with which you can see a baby in utero, the color technology, this has really changed people's attitudes. It's a baby, and they know that now, particularly after that 20-week mark. The eyes of a lot of Americans have been opened. So my goal on this 41st anniversary of Roe v. Wade is, damn it, let's do what we can. I've written about this on conservative blogs that I write for besides my own. I have preached and begged. I don't know what else I can do. The pro-life movement needs a focus. It needs a goal. Yes, I know. The goal is to make all abortion illegal. That has to be the long-term goal. You need immediate goals. The immediate goal, I believe he means 1.2 million abortions, not 1.2 abortions. Saying the average abortion costs $600, 1.2 million, then you can do the math. And figure that to the cost of women's health care. I don't know. I won't do it now, but that is of help. I don't know how to get to the pro-life movement. And look, yes, things concerning religious liberty and paying for a procedure that you think is morally wrong, those are important pieces of legislation. The gender bill that isn't going to get voted on in the Wisconsin legislature was a waste of time. That you couldn't have an abortion to select the gender of the baby. I don't think it happens very often, and even if it does, a woman's going to know enough to lie about it. Under Roe v. Wade, you don't need a reason. This is where I think the movement, to a degree, has lost its way. Let's focus on the things that can get done and make a real change. All right, I have preached, and I have literally preached on this for almost 10 minutes now. I don't know how many people I've touched. I don't know how many people I've gotten through to. But I'm in the pro-life. All right, as you know, I always have items that I don't get to. Starting this Monday, we have started the post-show video where Jason shoots about a 3-minute video of me covering the things that I haven't gotten to on the show. I will tell you, and it will be posted probably about noon because we're doing it right after the show today. Here are the things that you didn't hear on the show that you will hear and see on the post-show video. The real unemployment rate. What is the real unemployment rate? Wendy Davis, my paraplegic opponent hasn't walked a day in my shoes. And Obama, my low approval ratings might be kind of racist or something. We'll get to that in a few minutes, and you can see it online at jerrybadershow.com, about noonish, I'm guessing, right, Jason? 10:58, 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Talk Sports, WTAQ Green Bay, WTAQ FM Glenmore, a service of Midwest Communications.